Here, we're back. We've got 10 minutes to go. We're just going to quickly put this one into the arena. We've done part one, we've done part two. But there is an add-on. There is an add-on. So there is the third one. And we're only going to take 10 minutes of your time, a quick bit of commuting time. And the title of these podcasts, one, two, and three now, are very simply, four truths that will change your life. Simon, there's one. There's one last one, isn't there? We've just got to quickly talk about. What is it?
Yeah, we've done identity in Christ, which leads to your authority. And we know there's a cost to pay for all of that stuff. And the last one is discipleship. So, you know, we need people. We do need people around us. But first of all, Ben, we need Jesus, don't we?
Who's Jesus?
That's our first port of call.
Who are you? Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world.
It's more than just talking, Ben. I get a little bit upset with some of these groups that are out there now saying, "Oh, we've got to talk." And it's a dangerous thing when you invite people to talk. It's a dangerous thing if you're inviting people to talk in a warm space and over a cup of tea or whatever, and all of a sudden they start spilling their guts about this, that, and the other. If you don't know how to put that stuff back, then you're leaving those people in a worse place than what you thought. And the church will call it discipleship, but it's wrong. Because you've got to have Jesus at the centre of everything, Ben. You've got Jesus at the centre of it all. And without Jesus, man, we're in big trouble when we go down this route. So what we don't need we need people around us, yeah, and people.
Simon, it's scary.
When people have been through the same sort of stuff as what we've been through, then that's called camaraderie, and that's called shoulder to shoulder, isn't it, Ben, and camaraderie.
Yeah, and do you know what, Simon? Got a bit of a tear in my eye in a minute. You know, because, oh God, I didn't think this was going to happen on this one. Listen, whoever you are out there, you don't ever give up. Because God loves you. God loves Simon, me, our families, people in the circle of our lives. We've all been through some real serious rubbish. But you know what? Through the rubbish and through the camaraderie and through finding yourself a brother and sister that will carry you when you're absolutely busted and broken and lost and fidgety with life, scared of life, you know, I've been through some stuff that is absolutely horrific that I haven't even spoken about. Simon has had a bit of a window into that. But I'm telling you, whoever you are, don't let this third podcast, this quick 10 minutes, four truths that will change your life. Suddenly, when you get that identity, your old trash is gone. The authority comes, the cost now, the Christ disciples us, doesn't he? He shapes us, Simon.
He shapes us, yeah. He shapes us. And believe me, you know, when we're down in the dirt and when we need people to pray for us, you know, it's not always that person that knows you, but it's you need someone who knows God. Be very careful who you get to pray for you. Because how many times you may be on a WhatsApp group or a group chat or whatever, and people and you say, "I need a bit of prayer," and you see these little emojis of prayer hands going up and all that sort of thing. No, you only need one or two people who know God.
That's right, yeah.
And they don't need to know you. And they don't need to know the nonsense you're going through. They just need to know God.
You just got to know God. You just got to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
God,
this is getting me.
The old discipleship thing, and it's a great scripture, James 5:16.
Let's have it. Come on.
It's basically, it says, James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins to one another."
God.
Confess your sins to one another. And then it says, "so that you will be healed."
Simon.
But the second part of that, God, Ben, is very important, because it says the righteous prayer
prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective.
Exactly. It don't say
the
righteous prayers of him next door or her next door. No, it's a righteous person. It's someone who knows God.
And what do you know what? You've just done it. You just beat me to that. You know, what is a righteous person? There is only one righteous one. But what makes us righteous is the love of Christ, the love of God, the love of John 3:16, the love, he makes us righteous in the skip that we've been walking in, laying. I've been laying in a skip for all of my life. Do you know what? And like the rubbish of life has been pumping in on top of me. But God don't look at the rubbish. He looks at the heart of the person. And he goes, that's my son, that's my, you're righteous in my eyes. But Lord, my bed is like a skip.
And I think, you know, a lot of people are like that, Ben. I'm sure they are. You know, they've got a light that was shining brightly at some time. And then the life just comes in and covers them over. I know many men like that. Their spark has been taken away.
Oh, God, that's so painful. It's so painful.
So we reached that point where, you know, Joe Rogan says, you know, what did he say, Ben? He said,
is it basically like this? He says that how many or so many men are living a life of quiet desperation?
Yeah, so many men are living a life of quiet desperation because they're keeping it all inside of them, Ben.
And I think we can transfer that literally to women, young adults, and children. I think humanity has reached the point, and I think that we really reached that point before actually COVID, but COVID alerted us. All that lockdown stuff, it alerted us to so much stuff that suddenly, I think I've been living a lie. How long? There was a spiritual awakening to so, and you think, how long have I been living this lie of a life? And when you start to analyze and look at stuff, it really, so that comes back to the first podcast. I've got to be in Jesus to get my true identity, because when I'm living in a skip and my bed is a skip of life and rubbish is pushing in on me, I can get covered in the waste of life. But I've got to get to Jesus. Identity, authority, cost, discipleship.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you find God working on you. He works yes. on you, and then you can be the man or woman that God made you to be and go out, and he's got exciting plans for you.
Because God is a rescuer, isn't he, Simon? So if I'm laying in the bottom of a skip and I've got the rubbish of life on top of me, Jesus is like the person at them waste disposal places that picks through the rubbish, pick it out, pull it out. Jesus is rescuing us through the rubbish of life. He's not frightened of the smells and what's in the skip, because he wants to get to you. He wants to get to you.
He wants to get to you.
Because he's a rescuer.
And sometimes he'll use other people
to get to you.
To get to you and pull you out. And that's a lovely picture of a person drowning.
Oh, that picture.
Yeah, and he's putting
under
his
the
arm,
sea.
Yeah, he's putting his arm up and Jesus
through the water.
Yeah.
And you got that the rings of water around his arm and he's grabbed hold of that person. You can just see the silhouette of Christ.
And this discipleship thing is massive, Ben, because do you know what? Over the last few weeks it's really, really come to light where I've seen men, because it's the same for women, but, you know, I deal
ministry is primarily.
So I see men who have led lives of quiet desperation, or they've led lives of craziness, you know, with all the other things. And they accepted Jesus as Lord and Saviour, but all of a sudden there's no one around them. And they're in big churches, but there's no one around them. And I continually say to these guys, where is your support? There are a couple of people who are coming around you to talk to you.
Where's the four, according to the scripture, where's the four that will carry you? I'm born again, I'm spirit-filled, I'm on my way to heaven, my name is stamped in the Lamb's Book of Life. But where are them four adults in your life that have got you the four corners of your bed that will carry you when you're weary and you're lame and you're tired? And get you to Jesus, because that's what discipleship is. You've got just a small circle of people that walk with Jesus and know Jesus and will carry you when you're busted and broke and exhausted. That's discipleship.
That's discipleship.
They'll carry you.
They'll carry you.
Ben. They'll carry Simon. They'll carry you, brother, sister.
Because what happens then, you know, you will get the strong, you'll get the identity, you get the authority, because you're not, and then you'll carry someone else.
And you'll because
and that's the multiplication that Jesus wanted.
And have you ever been down and really weary and really exhausted of life, and you've actually been honest with yourself, and you looked around and you've gone, actually, who's here for me?
Yeah.
Who is actually here for me? I've been doing everything for everybody else. Now I've hit a wall.
I think we're talking to a few people out there, Ben. You literally know what we're talking about. Yeah.
I'm on the concrete today. Yeah. My face is absolutely on this hard concrete of life. And I feel I've been abandoned.
Because, you know, what do we say, Ben? You know, how are you today? Oh, I'm all right.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. You're talking through your church teeth.
I'm all right, yeah, blessed and highly favoured. But really, do you know, there's so much going on, isn't there? And it'd be just nice to, you know, every once in a while for someone to, you know, no, come on, tell me how you really are. But be careful who you choose to do that, Ben, because...
The circle.
Yeah, the circle has got... You be careful who you've got to disciple. You need someone mature in their faith. You need someone who will offer up a fervent...
And
you've
got to be careful of the human or the person or whatever way you want to word that. But they've got to be John 3:3, because a religious person will slap you down even more. Even the church and pastors and leaders, they will whack you down.
Yeah.
But when you've got someone that understands Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Because what I want is, when I'm really down and low, I don't want someone bringing their opinion to me and telling me what they think's best for me.
Got to be careful of opinions, haven't we, Ben?
Opinions are arrows, are fiery, poisonous darts.
Yeah. You know what you should do. How many times have you heard that? You should do this.
Yeah. You should do that. You know, I know what's best for you. Yeah. Oh, Simon, you know what?
Yeah.
It's so much to gravitate in there around.
It's an amazing, amazing thing. But if you can grab hold of these four truths... You know, identity in Christ, your authority then in Christ, the cost that you've got to go through, and discipleship around you. You've got to be a very, very strong, effective Christian man or woman, and you're going to be an amazing, amazing asset to the kingdom, and God's going to look at you and use you fully and mightily. Because Jesus said, Ben, in John 8:31-32, he said, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, he said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And then he went on to say, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen. God bless you. Take care.